大家好，我是 Jenny. How's your day going?
Hey guys, it's Adam. How about that weather?
What nice weather!
What terrible weather!
今天我们一开始讲了很多有的没的，就是因为对啊 small talk 在电梯间碰到同事、老板，或者在北美 strangers 陌生人，好像在一个空间里面，大家总得说两句话啊 ，to seem a little bit more friendly.
Right.
对，但 small talk 这个东西呢，也是 you know it causes a lot of awkwardness.让人会很尴尬。
It's weird because it can cause a lot of awkwardness, but it can also, at the same time, solve a lot of awkwardness.
真的啊。但问题是你要避免尴尬就是得你很有 small talk 的技能啊。
Like Jenny, for example, she small talks like a boss.
I'm the queen of small talk.
She's the queen of small talk.
我前两天到星巴克还是我突然认识了做咖啡的女生我跟她说 Oh, did you used to work in the Starbucks at 什么什么地方她说 Yeah, like 2 years ago 我说对啊我还记得你 And she was really happy
That's great
对 A good memory is useful When、sure. it comes to small talk 但是呢还有一些简单的技巧啊，让你的英语 small talk 技能呢能够更娴熟 So today we'll be teaching you a few tricks A few hacks To help you hack small talk
Hack small talk
OK, 今天我们这个 small talk小技巧都会放在我们的微信相关推送里面请大家关注我们开言英语开放的开语言的言那微信一天到晚改版嘛 You know, every new WeChat update 就是好像公众号你喜欢的那个号的文章就越来越难找所以大家一定要先 follow 关注我们之后呢 You either 置顶我们 Make us your top public account、Or 你现在可以加星标 Add a little star sign To make sure you don't miss any of our content、好，前面我说的那个 to hack small talk.
Okay.
我觉得这个词很好。
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right? This is one of those words that is in every single online article title now.
对，这个是 H-A-C-K,、right? What does it mean?
Well, it comes from computers,、
就是骇客、对吧？但是它还有一个意思就是 you know, you learn skills and tricks.
Yep.
To be able to do something pretty
right,
well.
Right, so we could say like life hacks, for example.、Or like Jenny said before,、hack something. Hack your life. Hack this difficult problem.
对，它有一个 solve 的这个意思、而且通常就是用一些小的方法去 solve 一个大的问题。
Right, exactly.
是吧好那讲到 small talk 呢我觉得美国最常见的是那种 elevator small talk、因为电梯里面嘛就很小的空间 kind of forces you to、或者一个 office 里面
office yeah waiting in line
water cooler small talk
oh the water cooler right yeah I mean that's gonna be a little bit bigger in terms of the quote unquote size of the talk because you know the person right hey Jim how about that football game
对Water cooler 大家可以想象成其实就是咱们中文说的茶水间、就是可能你办公室有一个这么 water
room
对 water cooler 其实就是饮水机、是吧然后大家在那儿就是弄咖啡弄茶吃零食的时候可能会寒暄几句、OK 那 small talk 的时候到底要讲什么呢其实今天我们要教大家最大的一个 hack 一个 trick 一个技巧就是你要听听他怎么问你的、然后你直接用他那个问题来回答
Yeah, it's always really fun Like, nice day
Nice day
Yeah, nice day
因为他好像那个问题总归会有 It's not like strictly speaking a question
No, it doesn't have the function of You know, like the person doesn't know Is it a nice day or is it not a nice day They're just saying something
对但是他的语调可能有一点点升高 Like a rising tone
It's being asked like a question, yeah
对比如前面说的天气很不错对吗 What a nice day
Right
A 如果说了那个然后 B 你就可以完全用他那句话回答
right.
但是你要注意你的语调和语气
Yeah, that's because it's not always going to be positive, right? Like, what a nice day. Like, it might be something like, oh, you know, recently like Christmas and New Year's was here. So a lot of people were complaining like, oh, Christmas. And then you would just answer, Christmas.
是吧大家 complain? Christmas 不是很开心吗
Well, if you're a kid who's getting all the toys, but if you're the poor mommy who has to buy all the toys and go to work. Yeah,
and, very stressful, right?
Yeah,
deal with family members.
Sure.
但我讲的还有一个语气语调就是 I notice a lot of the times, 人家说比如 what a nice day, 他因为那个语气是很上扬的、但是我回答的时候我就 不会像他那么的上扬、mm. 我又会说 Yeah, what a nice day.
Yeah, you need to go down.
对 go down a little bit,、mm-hmm. right? 那我们再来练习一下好了 Busy?
Oh, busy.
对就是我们的语气就语调就不一样、mm. 是吧 Going out?
Going out.
Going home?
Oh, going home. Yeah, I'm probably saying that one to mean like,Oh, going home.
Yeah, 就是一天下班了是吧、mm. ah, going home,、yeah. finally, 这样啊。其实 Adam 说的他前面他讲那个也不是严格意义上的问题、mm. 对吧不是严格意义上的一个 question。然后你的那个回答那个 answer, 它其实就是一个 statement.
Right.
对你在陈述自己的一个想法啊、mm. 诶那我觉得现在就是大家都在准备春节嘛。好那比如现在春节啊快要到了如果我问你 ready for Chinese New Year?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I could say like, we're ready for Chinese New Year, but that almost seems like too long.
那你会怎么回答?
I'd probably say like,Ready-ish?
有点准备好但也没准备好
Right, right. And I mean, it could be anything in place of ready. Like, are you looking forward to Chinese New Year? Oh, looking forward-ish.
如果我是很 looking forward 呢?
I'd probably just say like, oh yeah, I'm looking forward.
Okay.
It sounds like this question is almost more of like, I want to know the answer, as opposed to like, nice weather we're having. It's just, we're just talking so that we're not uncomfortable.
OK, 就是好像比较长的或者有比较细节的句子是
yeah.
你如果用那个问题来回答就会有点怪
Right, but we do still use the word from the question because you could say, you know, are you ready for Chinese New Year? Well, the answer could be yes or no, but、mm-hmm. the word I'm probably going to use is ready.
Ready.
Yeah, or yeah, ready-ish, kind of ready, getting ready.
没错。好我们接下来今天最后要教大家的几招呢就是用比如什么 so do you, so are you, same to you,、
right.
这样来回答一些 small talk,、mm. 啊。像国外最常见的一个 small talk 就是讲别人的外表 ,you look great today.
Right, oh thanks, so do you.
So do you,、mm. 你也是。
This is tough though, right? Because sometimes it's so do you, sometimes it's so are you.
就你要看那个动词嘛、mm-hmm. 对吧像这里动词是 look,
look
所以它就是 are 比如 you are
wonderful
对 you're wonderful so are you
so are you
对、
yeah.
是
but usually in the elevator it's not something like you are wonderful
因为他不认识你
well sure it's just like you look nice or you know like I like your boots thanks I like yours too
对对对诶那你讲到那个什么 yours too 什么的人家如果说 you look great today、mm. 你可以说 you look great too
I mean you can sure、you can
但就不是那么自然了是吧、mm-hmm. 我们这个 point 啊，就是 so do you so、
right.
are you 这些更自然 you too 呢听起来有没有很 childish
I mean it's probably better to say so are you
我想到 you too 是另外一个比如说 have a great day
you too
You too.
Yeah,
that's
thanks,、
okay.
you too. Yeah.
是吧或者 same to you.
Right.
对所以我觉得 you too, same to you,、mm. you as well, or 什么 likewise, 这个是一组的。
Right, and we're always using those to answer statements like, as Jenny already said, have a nice day,、mm. enjoy the day,
对对对
I hope you have a great day, you know,、thanks, same to you, thanks, you too.
好希望大家今天学了几招啊非常有用的 hacks。来 hack small talk 如果你旁边有 English speakers 就今天赶快跟他们用起来、
mm.
notice 一下我觉得他们 yeah maybe it's a cultural thing 就是即使 strangers I just feel like you need to small talk strangers a lot more
right now I think one thing we have been assuming in this episode Jenny is that the other person is going to speak firstSo maybe before we go, we should really quickly just mention, you know, what we can say to start things going off.
就是今天我们所有分享 Nice day!
Nice day, yeah, yeah, you can put yourself there. Now, of course, we have done this episode assuming that the foreign person starts talking to you, but don't forget, you can be the one to start talking to them, too.、
Mm.
Nice day!
对就今天我们所有教大家这些你都可以用、
mm.
对吧
Busy day?
Busy day. 好那感谢你收听我们今天的节目。除了潘吉杰尼告诉你呢开言英语的会员课程还会带给你 更多的惊喜，帮助你更扎实的学习英语。我们有六个级别不同的课程，然后他们都是非常实用、有意思而且地道的英语。有我们这样的音频课程，长音频、短音频，然后现在还有视频的课程。希望所有成为开言会员的朋友们都会觉得成了会员非常的值得。那你可以先到我们的微信公众号或者下载 APP 免费试用，之后在公众号或者在 APP 升级都能享受收到非常优惠的价格，学习一年只要618。 OK, we look forward to seeing you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.